We're going to play Stump the Chef, for God's sake. That happens no matter what we do. And Dominic Bartolini, and you know them from Bartolini's, you know them from their fine work with the football pre- and post-game show that we do here at 720 WGN, your Hamp will be with Kaz show. They do the catering for that and find themselves on the air from time to time, including on this program. So we thank you very much for this, and we're trying to find our contestant again. You know, these are tough times, Dominic. I just want to tell you that. People are all over the place. First of all, what is Bartolini's doing during all of this? Are you doing pickup service? What are you doing for your customers?
Bartolini's right now. We are. Hello, everybody, by the way. Thanks for having us on. My brother Chris and I appreciate everything that WGN is doing. You guys are keeping our spirit and our hopes up while this trying times are going on. But we are open daily 11 to 8 p.m. We are doing curbside. It is a difficult situation, but we're still keeping all our employees that want to work. We're trying to keep them to keep dollars in their pocket, which you know and I know is not an easy thing going on right now.
No, that's absolutely true. And it's a trying time for everybody. But the restaurant industry, obviously, totally hard hit by this. And some restaurants are going to make it through and some are not going to make it through. And that's, and small businesses. I mean, not just restaurants, but small businesses in general. It's a very, very difficult thing. All right, so we have the three ingredients. Jeff, can you remind me what those three ingredients are on this? Garbanzo beans and spam, and then brown rice. All right,
wow.
So we could not find our contestants. So what can you do with brown rice, garbanzo beans, and spam?
Wow,
by the way, the second time, I just want to say, Dominic, second time the spam has come up in this, because people got that. They don't know what to do with it.
I think they get it like as a grab bag gift, and it's in the back of their pantry for years, and it's never going to go bad. So
you
might keep it for something. A doorstop or something happens. So,
all right, what would you do with that?
I actually, what about making a nice salad? We could take the spam, cut it up into cubes or little slices, and then we could kind of crisp that up in a pan. Let that cool down so you get the texture now of a little crunchiness, because it does get a little crisp to it, because I've unfortunately eaten spam in my past. So, and then let that cool down and then, cook your rice, the brown rice. If you have chicken stock or any kind of a stock to add flavor to the rice would be amazing. And then from there, we could go a couple different ways. I'm being Italian, I love the Mediterranean. So, I would maybe take some cucumber, some feta cheese, some lime, or lemon, a little bit of oregano or basil, and sort of toss that all together, which would give it a great, with a little bit of olive oil, and then add in, the actual spam itself, and use the fat that's in there too, because that's just going to give you a little more flavor to the actual rice itself.
Handled it. Garbanzo beans, you throw those in the middle of that too, and we're good to go?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. Yeah. Yeah. Add the garbanzo. My old boss told me, how you take garbanzo beans and go from a $1.99 menu to an $8.99 menu price? And I go, no, I don't know. He goes, garbanzo beans become chickpeas. Instant moneymaker.
Right. That's totally true. That's right. Just change the name and it's all good. Tilapia, right? Tilapia was like just a fish that nobody exactly knew what it was. Oh, my God. It's from Madagascar. It's tilapia. All right, Dominic, thank you very much. Bartolini's, by the way, is available 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you want, what's the number for Bartolini's?
Our phone number is 708-396-2333. And we also are shipping on Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships nationwide, not just for our own food. You can get food from anywhere in the country shipped to your door. And how safe is that? It goes from my oven to the freezer right to your house. And then it's not touched by anybody.
Dominic, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate you and your brother, everything you do for WGN. Thanks very much.
We appreciate you guys. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And stay safe and wash your hands.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. Said the chef. All right. Okay. So now we understand.